WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last-minute activity has increased the number of local candidates running for political office next year.
According to the Secretary of State's website, there are now 8 primary races, 6 involving Republicans and 2 contested Democratic races. The latest developments include Constable and Precinct 2, where Republican incumbent Donald Lampo is opposed by Chris Fraley. Another involves Tommy Munoz, whose Justice of the Peace position was eliminated by county commissioners effective next September. Munoz is one of 3 opponents to incumbent Vera Larrahugi in the Republican primary for JP in Precinct 2. Also running are Brent Sowell and Robbie James Jr. The Democratic primary race for JP in Precinct 4 is doubled. Tommy Dern and Christina Butler have joined Manny Aguilar and Daryl Booker. Rose Jones is not seeking re-election. Another incumbent also decided to not run again. Precinct 3 Constable Rick Starnes decided to become a full-time chaplain. Fellow Republican J.P. Ingram will take over, having no opposition. Another newcomer with no primary or general election opposition is Kyle Hawthorne, who will succeed J.D. Langley as 85th District Judge. An updated list of candidate filings for contested races in the March primaries online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council gave preliminary approval to a pair of rezoning requests during last night's meeting. A council majority supported sidewalks on one side of streets instead of both sides in the latest phase of home construction in the Austin's Colony development. In exchange, the developer will build a 10-foot path connecting Austin's Colony Park to Sam Rayburn Middle School sometime next year. Neighborhood residents who were opposed included Carolyn Buckley.
This area that we're speaking of are not real, real large homes, you know, like estates or something. Young families, a lot of children. You should have sidewalks on both sides.
The council's 5-2 vote followed last month's 5-3 vote by the Planning and Zoning Commission. In a separate request, the council unanimously supported adding 5 acres to the north side of the new Walmart in West Bryan. The A&M Board of Regents will meet by telephone conference call tomorrow afternoon. Following an executive session, action will be considered on 2 items. One is giving President Bowen Lofton the authority to negotiate and execute a new contract with head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Also proposed is the construction of a research laboratory to be used by the Engineering Experiment Station at the university's research park. Also, you're invited to enjoy the holiday light display at the home of System Chancellor John Sharp. Free tours are available nightly from 6 to 8 through this Sunday. Park at the Bush Library and take a shuttle to and from Reed House. You'll see a 12-minute display featuring 40,000 lights set to the music of holiday and Aggie-themed songs. No video cameras are allowed. Most of the lights were donated by an Aggie family from north of Dallas. The Leon County manhunt for an accused murderer is over. 29-year-old Colt Morgan was arrested yesterday. He's wanted for the murder of his girlfriend in Cypress 5 weeks ago. The Houston Chronicle reported Morgan had been camping out in a storage building in Buffalo. Harris County investigators believe Wendy Marshall was stabbed during an argument and her body was burned at her home. Former President George H.W. Bush now has a Twitter account. Since it opened yesterday afternoon, he has more than 44,000 followers. Bush spokesman Jim McGrath used his Twitter account to make the announcement. The first tweet shared Bush's condolences for not being able to attend the funeral service of Nelson Mandela. Bush wrote, "Barbara and I wish we could have joined the U.S. delegation honoring President Mandela today. He and his countrymen are in our prayers." His Twitter handle is easy to remember, at George H.W. Bush. Last spring, local television meteorologist Bob French reappeared for a short time following a long absence before he was gone for good. French has hired a Houston labor attorney to explain his disappearance and to announce that he's taken legal action against his former employer. According to a news release from French's lawyer, the weatherman started inpatient treatment last January after being overworked during last year's holidays while younger employees were allowed time off. When French returned to work last April, he claims he was reprimanded for being gone and he was fired in July and replaced by someone who was younger. A statement released by KBTX says they will defend themselves vigorously against Mr. French's allegations, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will conclude the allegations are utterly without merit. And if you think it's been cold, consider the plight of Texas sea turtles. The Corpus Christi Color Times reports 18 turtles have died and 144 more have been stunned by the drop in temperatures since Thanksgiving. Dozens of green sea turtles were rescued by staff at Padre Island National Seashore. Most were taken to be warmed up at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute in Port Aransas. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Hey, Santa, you got a new truck last year.
I sure did.
What about you, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, yes, it's my turn now. I would love a brand new truck from Team Navasota.
That's great, because all the 2013s must go. Like this 2013 F-150 for $23,588.
Nice price.
Or a Ford Fiesta for just $188 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 7:14, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partial sun today. We'll keep a watch on some cloudiness to our south and southwest. Temperatures today climbing to 50. Overnight, partly cloudy, 30 to 35. It may become mostly cloudy towards morning. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow with a high around 50 degrees. Tomorrow night, we'll have increasing cloudiness. Lows will be 35 to 40. Friday, cloudy skies. There could be a couple of showers around. The highs on Friday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. The Regents at Texas are saying nothing, but everybody else is saying Mack Brown is leaving at the end of this week. All SEC team announced for the coaches anyway, or the coaches announced their all SEC team. A&M is very well represented. Plus, we've got professional sports for you also coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 7:52.
Yeah, there's he may be going someplace, huh? Not coaching anymore.
Rocking chair, I'm guessing.
Could be. Okay, so now yesterday, was it yesterday that we did the Star Trek guy, what's his name? Jean-Luc Picard, right? That where he was singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, I think that was day before. Was that yesterday?
Days ago.
Is that what
that
the song was?
Yesterday.
All right, we got another one. See if you can recognize this Jingle Bell singer.
In a one-horse open sleigh for the field we go.
Barry!
Laughing all the way.
Yeah.
Ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Okay. Once again. Somebody has way too much time on their hands.
Well, so do I.
All right.
Because I have a list of the songs that 10 songs people love, 10 songs people hate.
What, Christmas songs?
Christmas songs.
I bet Christmas Shoes is number one on the hates.
No.
All right, so don't do 10.
Well, of course I won't. I'll give you 5.
All right.
White Christmas, 12 Days of Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
No, wait, which?
These are hates.
These are the hates.
Yes.
Okay.
People
right.
hate
starting,
White Christmas.
Starting from the top or starting from the bottom?
At 5.
Okay.
White Christmas.
Yeah.
4 is 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
3 is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. 2, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 1 is Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
That people wish those would go away. Top
which,
5.
Well, which is interesting because, you know, Jingle Bells originally was a Thanksgiving song.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
That's cool.
Yeah, but
I understand the 12 Days of Christmas, that's basically the 99 bottles of beer equivalent of Christmas music.
Well, and you know, and we're supposed to like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer because it has College Station roots. You know, that guy used to go to school at A&M.
Elmo?
Who recorded it, yeah.
Elmo and Patsy.
But anyway, go ahead.
Let me see.
These are the favorites now?
These are the favorites.
Okay.
This was compiled from 2,000-plus adults.
All right.
Little Drummer Boy is 5.
Yeah.
4 is Oh Holy Night. Jingle Bells is 3. White Christmas 2. Silent Night number 1.
Really?
Looking forward to hearing those songs the most.
Yeah, so the hates and loves, 2 of them are the same?
Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Silent Night, huh? You know, I know Holy Night is, and traditionally we do, and we'll do it again this year. You know, we always finish right before Christmas and play Josh Groban doing that, which is a pretty good version. But when that's done well, that's a pretty inspiring song.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it's
Kevin, you have a favorite?
Carol of the Bells is my favorite Christmas song ever.
Huh. That always makes me think of Macaroni and Cheese.
Because
that's what they play during a montage on Home Alone when he's, like, rigging the house and he makes his own macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
That's what it makes me think of.
But there's very few versions of that song that I've heard that I don't like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From Yngwie Malmsteen's guitar version of it to, you know, handbells. I just like Carol of the Bells.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Holly and the Ivory is my favorite.
Oh, that is a pretty one.
Okay. I should get points for saying Yngwie Malmsteen.
I'll give you points.
I don't know who that is, but that's...
He's a guitarist.
Oh, he's a picker.
He's a shredder.
I got you. So, the best companies to work for... They're the happiest company.
Brian Broadcasting.
Yeah, there you go. The employees at Pfizer really love their jobs. The pharmaceutical giant was voted the happiest company in U.S. America.
Because they're all on dope. They're sampling the goods, man.
Hello?
You know, when Oh Holy Night first came out, the French bishops hated it. They said it was totally void of any religiosity.
Oh, well, very interesting. Okay, hey there.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, it's Friday. Oh, it's not Friday. Yeah, we're fine.
Good
thank
try.
You. Yeah.
Heck, well, that's wonderful. Hey, one of the best songs, I think, of Christmas that they haven't played much is Mary, Did You Know?
All right. I'll go
that
see if I can
one.
Find that. Yeah,
that
we may play one. That one. Hey there. Hello. I say hi, you talk back. Yeah, maybe not. Okay. All right, so it's the holidays. We'll do the happy companies in a minute. Let's give stuff away.
Woohoo!
And, you know, it's a great time, because the weather is so nice and chilly out there, to go see what's going on at Santa's Wonderland. So I have tickets right here for Santa's Wonderland. Opportunity for you to go. Now, these are good. The 8th through the 12th and the 15th through the 19th and the 26th through the 30th, okay, with that. What that basically tells you is that you can go on a Sunday through a Thursday, okay? 695-1620, 695-1620, and I'll give you, 4 tickets. How's that? To go see all the lights and that kind of thing. Because when's the last time you guys been?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, and the weather's nice. When it's nice and cold like this, that's a good thing. So, hi there. How are you?
Doing great.
Would you like some tickets?
I love Santa's Wonderland.
Okay, very good. Who are you?
I'm Kent Roberts.
All right, Kent, I got 4 tickets for you, buddy.
Sounds great.
Come
thanks.
By and pick them up, thanks. Okay, you need to come during regular business hours. Hello? Hi there, who's this?
Chris Rutledge.
All right, Chris, I've got 4 tickets for you. You can come by and pick them up, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. All right. All right, last one for now. Who's this?
Carol Riley.
First name is what?
Carol.
All right, Carol, I got 4 tickets for you, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a blessed day.
Yep, thank you. Oh, good. Cool. Put them right there. All right, and if you heard Leah yesterday, the folks out at Santa's Wonderland helped them raise a lot of money, as a matter of fact.
$5,000 in hot chocolate.
Yeah, which is not bad, so that's
and
good.
And some dang good hot chocolate.
So, again, those tickets are good the 8th through the 12th or the 15th through the 19th, so choose as you wish. All right, so back to the people who are on drugs. No, no.
That cat said that.
That's right. Happiest employees. Number one is Pfizer. So this is according to the site Career Bliss. So they came up with the rankings. Number two is Kaiser Permanente. Number three is Texas Instruments. Number four is EMC. I don't know what EMC does.
Give me a second.
Well, okay. I think I've got it actually right here, maybe someplace. EMC. Okay, because the deal, let's see. Yep, EMC does. They are an IT provider.
Cloud services, computing.
Yeah, the data backup. So anyway, so they put together a top 25. What's really cool is the number 12 happiest company in U.S. America. You ready?
Certainly.
Cognizant. That's coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Cognizant. You like that?
Moving from New Jersey.
Yeah,
down the
so there
stage.
You go. They were, yeah, so they were in the top 10 last year as well. So moving down here, one of the happiest companies. So
I want to get like their middle of the road employee and talk to them.
Okay.
After they've been here for about 2 months.
Hey, they're coming from Jersey. You know they'll like the winters better. Once they see their tax bill, you know you'll like that better.
That's what I'm thinking. After they've been here for a little bit and the culture shock of, well, these people just look crazy.
Yeah. Why'd they tell me good morning? Why do they keep talking and smiling at me?
Yeah, why are they so friendly? Well, you know, and they may be friendly too. But anyhow, so we'll see. That's so Cognizant, one of the happiest companies in America.
That's awesome.
Here. It is. On this date in 1980, if I said eyebrows and mustache, 1980, what would that tell you? Television show.
Eyebrow. Captain Kangaroo.
No. Magnum P.I.
Oh, Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
See, mustache.
Yeah,
I don't think
Captain
eyebrows.
Captain Kangaroo.
See, I think mustache. It's gone now, but there was a company. So folks know there's an atrium in our building, okay? And we have glass elevators that so you can see all these buildings.
Yeah, actual literal glass elevators.
Yeah. Just. And two as opposed to glass ceilings. We don't have a glass ceiling. I think a couple of floors down was somebody had a gigantic picture of Tom Selleck.
Yes.
In the.
It's still there.
Is it still there? Okay, yep. I didn't know if it was or not. I hadn't necessarily.
They moved
before.
It when they were remodeling, and everybody freaked out.
Oh,
where's Tom? I had more than one person in this office go, have you seen Tom? Where'd Tom go?
We have so little to do here.
Yeah.
We really do.
We do.
I'm just saying. All right. But we will give away more tickets for you in just a little while. In the meantime, a six-year-old boy was suspended from school after kissing a female classmate on the hand.
For sexual harassment.
In addition to the suspension, the Colorado boy's record will reflect that he was disciplined for that. Representative with the school district, that'd be the Fremont School District, said the harassment policy is strict but necessary. Because after all, if we had rampant hand kissing, think about the distraction that would be for our young students out there.
They're just trying to cut down on the spread of cooties.
That's it. You know
it. Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. And yes, St. Nicholas was real. A kind and generous Catholic bishop who lived over 1,000 years ago in ancient Turkey. And each Christmas, he gave gifts to good little children. The Dutch brought his legends to America. They called him Sinterklaas, their way of saying St. Nicholas. The British heard it as Santa Claus, and from that, the legend began to take hold. But Santa wasn't really here to stay until a New York college professor wrote a certain Christmas poem for his children.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by GEICO. This holiday season, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO.com.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, we're above freezing, and it looks like we're going to be at least for a little while now. High temperature today, 52. Should have some sunshine tonight, around 33. Around 50 on Thursday, 55 on Friday, but there'll be a 60% chance of showers during the day on Friday, down to a 40% on Friday night. And then Saturday, we're looking at 57 and a 20% chance of rain. Then the sun shines back on Sunday, but we'll kind of remain in the 50s. And actually, if we peek ahead toward next week, looks like Tuesday we're going to be near 62 for a high. So that's what they're promising, at least right now. Well, they're not promising. That's what they're suggesting. Winds are calm, 82% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we have 34.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
UK's Daily Mail website posted an article that you're unlikely to see here, even though it was about a study by scientists at the University of California, San Diego. Researchers recorded the voices of 24 young people. And when the recordings were analyzed, the scientists found 12 men in a group uptalked. What is uptalked? Well, you've come to the right place. Uptalking occurs when a speaker raises the pitch of their voice at the end of sentences. You know it when you hear it. The speech pattern is usually associated with shallow, insecure girls, the stereotypical valley girl. But according to the research, young American men are beginning to talk this way, like girls. These girly-sounding men are not mimicking radical feminists who very often try to sound like men. These young American men are not emulating the vocal vibrations from so-called strong women like Hillary or even the Oprah. Now, these young men who speak like women sound like valley girls. And according to the Daily Mail, these men aren't necessarily from Beverly Hills. They have diverse backgrounds. A separate study by Duke University researchers points to possible danger ahead for these female-sounding guys. The Duke study concludes that one of the factors leading to success for men is having a deep voice. That might work out okay for Hillary, but it's not going to work out for the girly men uptalkers.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Holiday shoppers, be warned. It's busy season for identity thieves. Each time you buy a gift or shop online, you may be exposing yourself and your bank accounts to identity thieves. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. The smartest thing you can do, arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Take it from Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. And don't think it's just about credit cards. Identity theft is much, much bigger. Don't fight identity theft alone over the holidays. Join me and protect yourself.
As a special holiday gift, LifeLock is offering my listeners 15% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15 for your 15% off holiday gift. Call 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. Offer ends 12/31/13.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Boardwalk Spa and Nail Salon. Gift cards are available to please everyone on your Christmas list. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council was told last night the new Walmart at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway is supposed to open in a couple of months. The council gave unanimous first-round approval to adding 5 acres north of the new store for commercial purposes. On another rezoning request, the council voted 5-2, granting a home developer in Austin's Colony for a sidewalk on one side of the street instead of two. Mayor Jason Byinski said it was a fair trade to take the developer's offer of building a 10-foot path connecting Austin's Colony Park to Sam Rayburn Middle School.
I think everyone here in the public hearing talked about safety. Well, it's great if you can walk in front of your house and you'll have that right if it's on your side or the other side of the street. But if you can't get to the park because of connectivity, well, then where's the safety in that?
The path would be built sometime next year, according to background information presented to the council. 6 current office holders in Brazos County seeking re-election next year also face challenges in primary races.
There are 4 candidates in 2 Justice of the Peace races. One's Precinct 4, following the decision by incumbent Rose Jones to not seek re-election. Seeking the Democratic nomination are Christina Butler, Tommy Duren, Daryl Booker, and Manny Aguilar. In the Republican primary for JP Precinct 2, opponents to Vera Lara Hoogie includes Tommy Munoz, whose JP position was eliminated by county commissioners effective next September. The field also includes Robbie James Jr. and Brent Sal. In the Republican primary for Precinct 2 Constable, incumbent Donald Lampo is opposed by Chris Fraley. And as previously reported, there are challengers in the March primary election for incumbent District Judge Steve Smith, County Commissioner Irma Cauley, and State Representative Kyle Cassell. A newcomer with no opponents in the primary or general election is Kyle Hawthorne, who will succeed J.D. Langley as 85th District Judge. And another incumbent decided not to seek re-election. Precinct 3 Constable Rick Starnes is becoming a full-time chaplain, taking over as fellow Republican J.P. Ingram. Online at WTAW.com is a list of candidate filings for contested races in the March primary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Through Sunday evening, you're invited to see the holiday light display at the home of A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. Most of the 40,000 lights set to Aggie and holiday theme music come from an Aggie family north of Dallas. There's no charge, but there are a few rules. You'll take a shuttle from the Bush Library to and from Reed House, and no video cameras are allowed. Shuttles leave every 30 minutes between 6 and 8 p.m. now through Sunday. In the meantime, the A&M Board of Regents will be meeting by telephone tomorrow afternoon. Action is expected on 2 items following an executive session. One is proceeding with the construction of a research laboratory at the university's research park to be used by the engineering experiment station. Also, the regents are supposed to authorize President Bowen Lofton to negotiate and execute a new contract with head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Former television weatherman Bob French has filed state and federal labor complaints accusing KBTX of age and disability discrimination and retaliation. Station officials say they were disappointed to learn about the legal action from other media outlets and added the allegations are, according to KBTX, utterly without merit. In a news release from French's lawyer, he claims he was overworked during last year's holidays while younger employees were allowed time off. He says that led him to enter inpatient treatment last January for exhaustion and stress. When he returned to work last April, French says he was reprimanded for being gone, which led to his being fired last July and replaced with someone younger. His lawyer says complaints were filed with the Texas Workforce Commission and Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The suspect in a Harris County area murder 5 weeks ago was found in Leon County. 29-year-old Colt Morgan is accused of stabbing his girlfriend and burning her body in her Cypress home. The body of Wendy Marshall has not been found. The Houston Chronicle reported Morgan was camping out in a storage building in Buffalo. Worldwide condolences were sent by former President George H.W. Bush that he and his wife Barbara were not able to attend Nelson Mandela's funeral. It was the first tweet he sent on his new Twitter account. Bush wrote that they wish they could have joined the American delegation and added that Mandela and his countrymen were in their prayers. If you want to follow the 41st president, just remember his name, George H.W. Bush. Since it opened about 3 yesterday afternoon, he has gained more than 44,000 followers.
and oil is now being sent down the Keystone XL pipeline from southern Oklahoma to Port Arthur.
Over the next 30 days, they're going to fill that pipeline with crude oil, and then they'll commence commercial operations in the middle to late part of January.
Houston energy analyst Andy Lipo says that's good news for Texas refiners. As the result of an increased supply, Lipo thinks gasoline prices may fall. TransCanada says it expects to deliver more than 500,000 barrels a day of oil in their first year of operation. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Boardwalk Spa and Nail Salon. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Go tell it on the mountain.
First Baptist Bryan proudly presents special guest artist Wintley Phipps, a world-renowned recording artist. Join the First Baptist Bryan Worship Choir, Orchestra, and Handbells for an evening of Christmas celebration, December 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $5 and are available at First Baptist Bryan or itickets.com. Wintley Phipps, December 13th and 14th at First Baptist Bryan.
Just as no two snowflakes are exactly alike, every woman is unique in her own story. Pandora Jewelry tells the world just how amazingly different you are. Each dazzling hand-finished piece reflecting your own individual style. And now is the perfect time to experience the beauty of Pandora. Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan now has distinctive and dazzling Pandora. Come choose the piece that tells her just how amazing she is. Merry Christmas from Texas Rose Boutique.
This holiday season, delight your family and friends with a professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Save this season by choosing from one of Specialties' 20th anniversary holiday sessions. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts. Or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898. That's 696-9898. Or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
My mom, Georgia, was born in 1923. She knew hard times. Dad flew B-24s in World War II. She worked and saved so they could start a family. She was a strong Texas woman.
Jerry Patterson, retired Marine, Vietnam veteran.
Well, I'm pretty sure that she suspected that I was going to go to Vietnam. She was there when I was commissioned to join the Marine Corps, but she never said anything about it. She was a proud mom.
Jerry Patterson, land commissioner, former state senator, and author of the Texas Concealed Handgun Law.
My mom taught me to tell the truth, have no fear, and never back down from a fight, and to always treat everyone with respect. I'm Jerry Patterson. I'm running for lieutenant governor because those traits in public office will serve Texas well.
Jerry Patterson, Republican for lieutenant governor.
At the end of the day, win or lose, I want to be able to look back and say one thing, that I made my mom proud.
Learn more at VotePatterson.com.
Paid for by the Patterson Campaign.
Good morning. It's 7:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Find out about the Anchor Advantage. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Got to keep watching some cloudiness just off to our south and southwest. It may try to push in. If it does, it's going to alter the forecast for today. For now, be optimistic. Partial sun 50, partly cloudy tonight, 30 to 35. Perhaps some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunshine at 50. It does finally cloud up tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. Friday cloudy with the chance for a few showers, highs on Friday between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think going into this season, he knew he was going to have to get a share of the Big 12 title.
And he, being Mack Brown, did not, and that's why they say he is going to step down at the end of this week. We'll find out more about that. The SEC announced their coaches' football team, and four Aggies are on the first team, plus A&M volleyball, basketball, and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:52.
There you go, 7:40 right now. And Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
So it must be the holiday season.
Well, I guess you could say that.
What happened? Wow, y'all were able to agree on something ahead of time.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least the two leaders, the respective budget committees, agreed on something.
Yeah.
I guess the proof will be in the pudding when we have our votes on Thursday or Friday of this week.
And there are some battles out there, obviously. So tell me what you like about this budget plan and what you don't like.
Well, what I like about it is it includes deficit reduction. And anytime you can vote for deficit reduction, that's a good thing. The other thing I like about it is in terms of the pay-fors, it is continuing to cause federal employees to pay the proper share of their retirement plan, which is a very lucrative retirement plan. And I think they need to be those costs need to be shared more on the same basis that the private sector does. So those are good things. There are some the other thing that it does that I like is it reverses part of the damage that the sequester was imposing on our Defense Department. You know, I've been in some briefings recently to talk about our readiness from a defense perspective, and it's kind of scary. And so it fixes those things. Now, the parts I don't like about it, it increases spending on non-defense discretionary, and I think we spend more than we need to there.
Okay, let me interrupt you here for just a minute, because there are some terms in there that if you can define for us when there's defense discretionary spending and there's non-defense discretionary spending. Can you kind of explain what the difference
is? Sure. I'm sorry. I got off into Washington speak there for a minute.
Yeah.
But is we said in our town hall meetings about two-thirds of the government spending is mandatory spending or autopilot spending, and that can't be touched without congressional action to change the underlying law. That's like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, things like that. The other third of the spending in the federal government is called discretionary, and discretionary spending is broken into two smaller buckets. One is defense, and the other is non-defense. In other words, the EPA and the Department of Agriculture and things like that, Homeland Security, those types of activities. And so the spending on defense has, most of the cuts recently have come from the Defense Department with minimal cuts to the other non-defense discretionary programs. And what I would like to do is see that we restore defense spending to more appropriate levels, at the same time control the growth of the non-defense discretionary part of the budget. This budget bill increases both of those buckets, both defense and the non-defense discretionary increase. So got a little heartburn over the latter one. There are some cuts to some basic research programs, and as you and I have talked, basic research is a seed corn to a bright economic future, and you know, a lot of that is spent at A&M, so we need to look at that. But the other thing that's good about this bill is it sets top-line budget numbers for 2 years, so we don't have to worry about the uncertainty of potential government shutdowns being imposed on the American economy, and I think that's a good thing. So is it a perfect bill? No, it's far from it. But as I've told you in the past, when I drop my voting card in the slot, I've got a yes button, a no button, but I don't have a perfect button.
Right.
So I'll have to decide, are we better off to vote yes or are we better off to vote no? Because neither option is going to be perfect.
But Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. But part of this plan does something else, and that is ask the military to spend more for their pension.
Yes, that's correct. And that I need to dig into the weeds on that and see what the real-world impact is. But the Pentagon's going through the same kind of a struggle that other private sector businesses have been trying to address for a long time. And that is the cost of the retirees' benefits are eating in the ability to pay for current defense needs. And so if we're spending an ever-growing percentage of our defense budget on retiree medical costs and retiree pensions, then we have less to spend on current defense. And so we've got to make sure that we have the right balance there. Now, I don't know what that right balance is just at this moment, but it does seem like at this point that it's been tilted a little more heavily in favor of the retirees, and it's at the expense of current defense. And I don't think anybody in our district or anybody in the country would want to sacrifice current defense for our retirees. But our retirees did serve, and our retirees are due some benefits. So we're going to have to find the right balance so that we honor both those needs.
Okay, Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. Now, on the other side, the extension of long-term unemployment benefits, that did not make it. I hate to be cynical, Bill, but I'm scared that that's going to pop up someplace else, and that part of it, that give back, will actually go back into effect and those long-term unemployment benefits will continue.
Well, that's what I find really fascinating about the Democrats' argument on unemployment spending. They keep talking about unemployment compensation. I'd rather talk about paychecks. To me, the solution for unemployment compensation is to start talking about real-world policies that grow private sector jobs so we can get paychecks into people's hands. As we've talked many times before, the best social program available to man is a paycheck, because that's where you feed that family's you feed that family, you house the family, you educate the family, you grow your local tax base, and you create a vibrant middle class. That comes from paychecks, not from government benefits.
So now with that part of the program done, what else needs to be finished up before Congress calls it a break for the holidays?
We've got a lot on the plate this week. Hopefully there will be a farm bill of some kind. It looks like it may just be a short-term extension of the last farm bill, because the conference committee is having a hard time working through a direction to go. National Defense Authorization Act needs to be approved so that we can reauthorize our defense functions for the next few years. And then the sustainable growth rate component of Medicare is getting ready to expire and at the end of this year, and that means that our doctors will have and the healthcare providers will have somewhere between a 20 to 25% cut to the benefits they're receiving from Medicare. And so we need to, historically, Congress has always passed a short-term patch to try to stop those cuts for a certain period of time, either a few months or a year or whatever. To me, we need to eliminate the SDR and have a long-term fix for that. But the SDR should be on the table this week as well.
All right, well, we'll look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
Okay, sounds like a winner to me.
All right, sounds good. We'll do that. We visit with Bill Flores most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders, and I wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, I called this man meeting to order. Look, the ladies run off and have their meetings in the privacy of the ladies' room. We're going to do it right here out in the open. First, whether you blew it or not last Christmas, because her mother said you did, I have a wrench to fix this nut. Boardwalk Spa. This place has everything a lady wants. Manicures, pedicures, that's for her feet, by the way. Facials and massages, even shopping, because it's more than just a spa. Spend your money wisely and get a gift card. You can't screw that up. BoardwalkSpa.com, 260-7726.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
On a cold winter's day, there's nothing more nerve-wracking than a 5-second scraper. The same could be said for parents who are 5-second listeners. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. On frosty winter mornings, the 5-second scrapers are easy to spot. Their cars are covered in snow and ice, except for one small hole chiseled through to the windshield. And peeking out from behind it all is a driver in too big a hurry to clear away the other part of the windshield. The problem is that small hole narrows their field of vision and blinds them to important details around them. Many parents make a similar mistake. They become 5-second listeners, and after their child acts out, they snap immediately into discipline mode without considering the motives behind their child's behavior. It's as if the parent is looking at the situation through a narrow hole in their windshield. But what if, for example, the reason a child acts up before school is because a bully is waiting for him? Or what if a class is too difficult and he feels overwhelmed? Kids often don't know how to communicate with words, so they express their feelings through their actions. And childhood misbehavior is often a cry for help. But like the driver who can barely see the road, parents may not see the bigger picture unless they open up their field of view and take time to listen. For more information on raising healthy, resilient kids, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 751. The 2013 All-Southeastern Conference Coaches football team was announced, and Texas A&M was well represented with four team selections. Highlighting the A&M contingency on the list was punter Drew Kayser, offensive lineman Jake Matthews, quarterback Johnny Manziel, and receiver Mike Evans. Alabama led the way with five, followed by A&M, who had four. Georgia and SEC champ Auburn each placed three on the first team. Texas A&M senior setter Allery Swatsky has been named to the American Volleyball Coaches Association All-South Region Team. In addition, Aggie middle blocker Shelby Sullivan and Jasmine Babers each earned honorable mention. Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson says no decision has been made about the future of Longhorn football coach Mac Brown. Texas released a statement by Patterson several hours after OrangeBloods.com cited two unidentified sources who said Brown will announce he is stepping down by week's end. There has been speculation about Brown's future in Austin since even before the start of the season, and because of the rampant blowout losses to BYU and Mississippi at the beginning of the season. Here's Chip Brown, the writer for OrangeBloods.
I think going into this season, he knew he was going to have to get a share of the Big 12 title to be able to claim progress. And 8-4 was not the kind of progress that he or Texas was hoping for.
A source debunked a report circulating on Twitter last night, which said Alabama coach Nick Saban would become the next Longhorn coach per a source in the, quote, Texas Executive Council of Regents. According to CBSSports.com, when reached Alabama Director of Athletics Bill Battle for comment, he declined to comment on the Saban to Texas report. Aggie men's basketball is in the middle of a 10-day break, but that doesn't mean they've stopped working completely. Here's guard Jordan Green.
I think this is a great time for our team because, you know, we have guys who want to learn, who want to get used to the system, and this is a great, almost like a timeout or a step back in the middle of the season to prepare for the SEC play and for the bigger games coming up. And I think it's really important because, you know, guys can get in the gym. They don't have to worry about school. They're almost treated like a professional in this time because all they have to worry about is basketball. And so it'll be good for us to just to come closer as a team, and it's good competitively.
Guys will return to Reed this Saturday against McNeese State. Tip-off is at 5. The 20th-ranked Aggie women's basketball team is in a break as well after sneaking by Washington 74-68. Even though they're 6-2, Coach Blair says they need to make some adjustments.
We've got some work to do. We just left the film room. We've seen what people are doing on the zone. I really believe that during the course of the year, we're going to see 75% zone versus last year we saw 75% man.
Ladies are back in action next Sunday when they visit number 12 Penn State. Tip-off for that game is at 1.
Here's Ginobili taking it inside. He finds Duncan inside. Slam dunk Tim Duncan from Manu Ginobili.
Duncan scored 14. Ginobili had 16. Parker had 15. And the Spurs beat the Toronto Raptors 116-103. The Spurs overcame a 14-point first quarter deficit to get the win.
Back to Kane. Whipped it over to Sharp. Firing. Score! Patrick Sharp puts the Hawks up 4-0.
Sharp extended his dominance against the Stars and the Blackhawks cruise to a 6-2 win last night. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Santa, don't forget to put your trip to Sonny's Barbershop near the top of the list as you make plans for the big night. Remember how great everyone said you looked after your last trip to Sonny's? And with all the professional barbers at Sonny's, this year you could bring the elves. But you don't have to be Santa to go to Sonny's. You and your elves deserve to experience the Sonny's difference. Just go to Sonny's and see how many people notice. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College to get ahead or just to catch up. With a wide variety of online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Mini-mester courses start soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Folks, it's suddenly got some special deals for you, and they always have video on demand. You know, Despicable Me 2, that'll be coming out on Christmas Eve Day. That'll be perfect, won't it? Fast and Furious 6 has already came out earlier this week, and Wolverine and the Smurfs 2 also came out earlier this month. And every month we have new video on demand movies that are out there and available. Plus, you have a true bundle with Suddenlink. Call it a bundle of joy if you want, because if you switch to Suddenlink right now and bundle, you can save. Think about the money that you can save here during the holidays when you get SL200 HD TV, 15 meg internet, and home phone, all for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. So give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866. It's the best product lineup they've had. So give them a call now. And by the way, it's easier than ever to go to the revamped website at suddenlink.com and be able to do that as well. But again, the number is 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com to get signed up. Most popular toy.
Most.
Item, I guess. Most popular item on Black Friday was the iPad Air 16 gig. Number two was the iPad Mini 16 gig. And number three would be the iPad Air 32 gig, which is interesting because I've been seeing the commercials for the Kindle, which seem to be lighter, have more pixels, and it costs about $125 less.
Doesn't say Apple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's it. Doesn't have that little Apple thing on the back. Well, you could put a piece of paper back there with an Apple logo on it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, probably not. The Beats by Dre headphones, because he doesn't have enough money.
No.
We need to help him with that.
Yes.
iTunes,
poor thing.
Yeah, iTunes gift cards are doing pretty well. We'll do a list of the most popular gift cards as well, maybe today, maybe later on this week. But now let's talk about the most popular toys. Oh, let's say for the past 50 years, okay?
Okay.
The last 50 years. So last year was the Wii U, okay? And the year before that, it was the Leap Pad. And the year before that, it was the iPad. Let's go back a few years. Let's see. Kat, let me see. You were born about 1986 or 7, is that right?
I was born before then.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's say when you were like 6 or 7 years old, Game Boy was number one. That was in 1989. Game Boy. Remember Game Boy? That was a hot deal.
That was very cool.
Back in 1980, got any idea back in 1980 what the number one toy was?
Was that Cabbage Patch era?
The like Rubik's Cube era.
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube, yeah.
Atari?
No, Rubik's Cube. That's it.
Oh, that's
it? Yeah, Cabbage Patch was in 83.
Oh.
BMX Bikes was in 82. Going back to 1960. 1960-